السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders, brothers and sisters, fellow students, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the tawfiq to be alive in this Mubarak and auspicious night. It is Allah ta'ala's fazl, is Allah Ta'ala shan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the faculties, the abilities, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many, many bounties, many, many ni'mats. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you have to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never ever be able to encompass it. Of course, tonight's program is very different from the usual programs that we may be used to attending, especially for the menfolk, in that the programs are usually attended in the masajid. But sometimes a person only realizes a bounty, he only realizes a ni'mat and a favor when it is taken away from him, or when he is deprived of it, or when it is not there. For example, when we have water, every day we open the tap, the water is coming out. Every day we switch on the lights come on, the stove switches on, the microwave switches on. So we take these things for granted. We tend to overlook these things. But may Allah protect us, but when there is a cut in the water supply, there is a disruption in the water supply, or there is some fault or cut in the electricity connection, or we have load shedding, then we find the person then realizes the bounty and the value of electricity and the bounty of having water on tap. In the same way, perhaps Allah knows best, perhaps we may not have appreciated our masajid. Perhaps we may not have appreciated the ability to attend the various programs and majalis. Now, Allah Ta'ala sometimes takes that ni'mat away in order for us to realize what a great bounty this really was. Not only for the individuals who attend those programs, but also for the person who is conducting those programs. Now we are seated here within the confines of our home, and usually you have a few brothers who are seated in front of you, and that creates such a wonderful mahal and such a wonderful atmosphere. And now you find that that is not there. Hence it is an opportunity for us to realize what a bounty it is to have people who attend the programs and the majalis. Our late Hazrat Mohanis Patel Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu, on one occasion, after one of his programs, it was in the month of Ramadan, and he made the statement, he said, "I make a lot of dua for all of you, because I have to thank you for lending me your ears." He said, "If you didn't lend me your ears, and if you were not present here, what program would I have had?" Similarly, had it not been for the request of some friends of ours who have got some mahabbat, and some of our students and some of the teachers in the madrasa, then this program also would not have taken place. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the request and the talab and the enthusiasm of all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this program beneficial for firstly myself and all those who are listening. Now of course tonight is not a night for bayans. It is not a night for listening to bayans. Tonight is a night for action. Tonight is a night for us to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we will just say a few words firstly just to create some kind of enthusiasm within our own hearts, so that we can hopefully try and start our spiritual engines, so that we can continue making some form of ibadat. Sometimes the battery of the car is low, so it needs a little bit of a boost start. Either somebody will push the car to get the car started, or you would need to boost it with the booster cables from another battery that's fully charged. So nevertheless, here we got no strong batteries to charge anyone, but here we're just all helping to push the car, and inshallah hopefully we'll try and get it started. And we'll try and make some form of ibadah during this particular night. We've heard many, many programs, and mashallah now with social media, sometimes the people who are sitting in the bayans know more than the person who is delivering the bayan himself. Because we have all these various social platforms and groups and WhatsApp groups and Instagram and connected to this person and that Mufti Saab and this Mufti Saab, and the person is Googling Mufti Google. So sometimes the person who's seated there, he sometimes knows more on a particular topic than even the speaker himself. So mashallah, we've seen all the various fadail and virtues of this auspicious night, the 15th night of Sha'ban, known as Laylatul Bara'ah. The word Bara'ah in Arabic means freedom. Freedom. So ulama ikram have explained that this night is a means of bara'atum minan nar. That a person who applies himself or herself during this auspicious night, and inshallah if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it, then if this person was destined for the fire of Jahannam, this person has the opportunity to free themselves from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter us all into Jannah without any form of reckoning. Allahumma hasibna hisaba yaseera. On this particular dua which just suddenly came to mind, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her this dua, Allahumma hasibni hisaba yaseera, that oh Allah, grant me a reckoning that is an easy reckoning. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mannuqisha uddiba, that person on the day of Qiyamah who has to give an account for his or her actions on the day of Qiyamah will most certainly eventually be punished. Because which person can really say that they did justice to any bounty that Allah Ta'ala had blessed that individual with? Whether it's the bounty of the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the heart, the hands and feet. No one can really say they did justice. When Nabi Kareem Sa'asim himself said, مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ, that Ya Allah, we have not worshipped you in the manner that we should have worshipped you. Where do we stand a chance? So therefore Nabi Kareem Sa'asim said, but Allah Ta'ala, for certain people, Allah Ta'ala will just allow them to go through. Like how we find that those people who traveled abroad will know that when you return to your country, then you have the customs that you have to go through. You have the customs that you have to go through. And sometimes some fortunate individuals are such that when they go through the customs, the green light is given for them. In other words, they don't even open their bags and check what's inside. They just allow them to continue through. The person normally breathes a sigh of relief when that happens. In the same way, on the day of Qiyamah, of course, the pressure at that point will be far more intense than anything we've ever imagined in this world. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will allow certain people to go through. Hisaban yasira. That green light will just go and they'll just be able to pass through. May Allah Ta'ala make each and every one of us from amongst those fortunate individuals. So respected listeners, tonight is that particular night in which we have the potential and the opportunity to free ourselves from the fire of Jahannam and to completely purify and forgive ourselves. Look at the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala wants to forgive us. Yes, we are hearing many, many statements from various quarters that now that we have this lockdown, it is because of our sins and we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that is definitely the first line of action. However, as believers and as mu'mineen and ones who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and bear witness to the risalah and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the two most important criteria for iman, when we have this in our hearts, then a believer never ever loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no such thing as losing hope. There's always some goodness which we may not understand. We find that in the history of Islam, in the history of our elders, in the history of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, in the initial stages of Islam, the difficulty that he went through, Islam had to be spread in secrecy, Islam had to be practiced in secrecy. The difficulties, the hardships that they had gone through, the Muslimin had to make hijrah to Abyssinia, what difficulty they went through during those occasions. Similarly, we look at our elders, many occasions, many of them were imprisoned because they stood up, for example, to the colonial powers. And as a result, they were confined to the prisons. They had no access to the masajid, no access to Jumu'ah Salah. Look at the Anbiya. Take Yusuf ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, restricted and confined to that well, and then sent to a prison and spent years in the confines of the prison cell. But لا تيأسوا من روح الله. A believer never ever loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's some khayr, there's some goodness. For a believer, there's always goodness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How wonderful is the affair of a believer. إِنْ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٍ. That every single matter of his, there's khayr, there's goodness in it. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That if some adversity is afflicted, or if he is afflicted with some adversity, he makes sabr. He exercises patience. He says, Ya Allah, he resigns his will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, whatever is within his capacity, he tries. But beyond that, he says, this is Allah ta'ala, I have resigned my will to your will. One great alim was asked, that is there any higher state than the stage of sincerity and ikhlas. We know that one of the great spiritual qualities to have in a believer is the quality of sincerity. That we must be sincere in our actions. There shouldn't be ulterior motives. That when a person, for example, he donates to the masjid, he's donating solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. The person decides to participate in some humanitarian action, he's doing it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. The person decides to help a needy relative or family member, he does it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. Not that the person is doing it so that people must give him recognition or her recognition. Let's see, look at how I helped. Look at how I helped this particular individual. Now, as soon as we do it for ulterior motives, that particular action is completely rejected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is as if we have multiplied that entire action by zero. Those who do mathematics or teach mathematics will know that when you multiply a number by zero, any of our students are listening, I'm sure they will be smiling. So if you multiply a number by zero, the product is always zero. Similarly, when a person does something for some ulterior motive, that is zero. He's not doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is one. You're doing it for other than Allah, that is zero. There's nothing, everything else besides Allah ta'ala is absolutely useless. It's zero. And therefore, when we will multiply our action with anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we will do an action, when we will do an action for anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are multiplying that action with zero. The outcome and the result is absolutely nothing. The person will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I built a masjid. Ya Allah, I did this. We did that. But the reality is, the person did it for an ulterior motive. It means absolutely nothing. It is worthless. It is useless. It is futile. Hence the person, one of the greatest qualities for a believer to develop is the quality of sincerity, that when you do any action, do it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether people come to know, they don't come to know, what does it matter? Yes, sometimes certain organizations may need to advertise their activities or announce their activities so that more people could perhaps donate towards that worthy cause. A particular relief organization will say that we are helping the homeless in a particular area. All those who wish to contribute may contribute. Now we can't say that why are they announcing. The reason for announcing is that more people can participate so that more people can be assisted. Well, that is the intention. But of course, we cannot judge other people's intention, and this is where we make a mistake. And I address myself first, is that we're quick to judge others. Let us judge ourselves and say, why is he doing that action? He knows why he is doing that action. But let me ask myself the question that why am I doing this action? Because I cannot look into the heart of the next person. And neither can the next person look into my heart. But we can all look into our own hearts. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ وَعَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. So we can all look into our own hearts and introspect that why am I doing this action? So very high stage quality to develop, and a very high stage is the stage of ikhlas, where the person does his actions or her actions solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only being that's in front of him. Everything else is by the way. But there's one maqam that is even higher than that. And it is known as Radha bil Qada. That the person, he resigns and he is happy with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is happy with the decisions of Allah ta'ala. He is pleased with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our leaders, Mayunis Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, towards the latter part of his life, he suffered from heart complications. And he would often recite the couplets, these couplets, of one great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hai, us haal ko akmal dekha hai. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hai, us haal ko akmal dekha hai. And the gist of that entire couplet is that, Ya Allah, in whichever condition you keep me, that is the best condition. And Ya Allah, whichever condition I insisted on taking against and I forced my way, I found that particular pathway to be the most difficult. I found that to be the most difficult. The person forced the issue. He pushed his way, he forced his way. Eventually, Hazrat mentioned that I found that when I did this, that became the most difficult route. But that route which Allah took me through, that route was the best route. So here we find again, the gist of this couplet is the person reaches those maqamat and that stages, or that state, where he or her or she resigns their will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah has decided this for me. So nevertheless, we find that now we are in this condition. So now the one is the person can lose hope and start feeling depressed and start feeling down. But on the flip side of it, there's so much of khair which we may not even realize. We may not even realize the khair behind it. Once some students in one of the Darul Ulooms abroad, and in this particular Darul Uloom, they were having a major problem with flies. So the flies were getting really, really out of control. And one of the reasons for that was very close to this particular Darul Uloom. There was the local municipal dump site. So obviously that was attracting a lot of flies in the area. And it became unbearable to the students in the madrasa. So the students went to the elders and the pious people in the madrasa and requested them to make dua that, Ya Allah, make it such that, make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah must completely remove these flies. So the akabirin, that were elders that were there, they made this dua. And they found that within a few days, there were absolutely no flies in the madrasa. Allah accepted the dua. But then they found that suddenly the students started becoming ill and started becoming sick. Then they realized that there was a certain bacteria that due to the dump site that was nearby, the air become polluted and so on, and that bacteria was now entering the madrasa. And these flies were actually eating on this bacteria and thereby controlling the spread of that bacteria, and as a result the students were not getting sick. So then they made dua that, Ya Allah, let the flies return but make it manageable. Make it manageable. So the lesson of this is that we may not even realize there's certain goodness in certain things which outwardly appear to be very, very negative. But we don't realize that Allah is Ahkamul Hakimin, and Allah Ta'ala is Hakim. Allah Ta'ala is the ruler of all rulers, and Allah Ta'ala is all wise. And we do not understand the khair behind certain things that take place. So we make dua that, Ya Allah, tonight that is the whole purpose of tonight, is that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. A believer never ever loses hope so long as he's got life. The doors of repentance are open. The doors of tawbah are wide open. No matter how far the believer has gone, no matter how far he has gone, but Allah Ta'ala's door of tawbah is wide open for him. He just has to take that turn. He just has to walk in the direction of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim said in one hadith Qudsi that Allah Ta'ala says that person who takes one step to me, I take 10 steps to him. That person who walks to me, I run towards that individual. So why then should we lose hope? There's no need to lose hope. Allah Ta'ala's doors are wide open, and tonight is the night. Tonight is the night when Allah Ta'ala's doors are wide, wide open. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us. Tonight is the night that we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to pour our hearts before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's rains of rahmat are pouring. Yes, we cannot see it. But there's so many things in this world we don't see. Somebody tells you that you're pressing the button and it's causing your garage door to open, or your gate to open, or the alarm to switch off. Or the person is sending a message with his cell phone. So now, can you see anything going? And you send that email, do you see some letter flying through the air reaching the cell phone tower? But we believe that no, there's a signal going through, that signal is reaching the cell phone tower, from the cell phone tower it's going to the next cell phone tower until it reaches the person in Canada or in United States or in London within a few seconds. That we believe. But here, when Nabi Kareem Sa'asim informs us that Allah Ta'ala's rains of rahmat are pouring, Allah Ta'ala is asking, is there anyone seeking forgiveness? I will forgive him. So therefore we must have firm yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala is willing to forgive us. Allah wants to forgive us. Of course, there are certain individuals tonight, may Allah Ta'ala protect us, but we can make a firm resolution, who unfortunately, due to certain obstructions and certain obstacles, they have placed a barrier between themselves and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are barriers which need to be removed. It's like a person who, it is raining outside and the water is falling, but he takes an umbrella and he opens it up. Now when we say it is the fault of the rain that he is not getting wet, we won't say it's the fault of the rain. But what we will say is that this person, if he wants to become drenched in these rains of rahmat, or if he has got a bucket and he wants that bucket to be filled, then he has to remove the lid of the bucket. So long as he keeps the lid on the bucket, the water is not going to go in. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala's rains of rahmat are pouring tonight too. But there are certain actions and there are certain lids, so to say, and certain coverings that are preventing Allah Ta'ala's rahmat from entering. And one of those, respected Ahlis and Brothers, is of course that person who worships idols. And all of us, alhamdulillah, we worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other individual, there are many others, but the other individual is that person who harbors hatred and malice in his heart for someone, for another believer. Now we know that in this particular world, we are living in a world in which we are social beings. Although now they are calling for social distancing. But generally speaking, the person is a social being. And though there's social distancing physically, we are now living in a new era where we are able to socialize over the internet, the cyber world. We have the social media platforms. What are we doing? We are socializing. The person is on a chat group. So now on that family chat group, is all good, all his family members there. Or that ulama chat group, there's all ulama there. Or there is a particular, you know, certain chat group, whatever it may be, related to a certain thing. And you find it's a whole lot of individuals who are on that particular group. They are socializing. So now there too we are socializing. Just like in the real world, you wouldn't say certain things to a person. You wouldn't call a person an idiot, a person a fool, or what a stupid statement you made. You wouldn't say that to the person directly in his face. You wouldn't say something that will be offensive to another person. Now for example, we find that each person has got his own inclination. And we have to mention these things because it's becoming so common. Each person has his or her own inclinations. And we find that sometimes a person associates himself or herself with a certain group of individuals. It could be, for example, amongst the women folk, they would associate themselves with people who are making a certain recipe. Somebody else wants to associate themselves with a certain group of ladies who are more into, you know, physical activities. Or in the normal world, a person is more interested in playing football. So he's associating himself with the men folk who play football. So now we have to be very careful that when we speak to others, we don't belittle the next person. You know, how foolish are you all that you waste your time following recipes? Or how foolish are you all that you waste your time doing this here? Or how foolish are you all that you waste your time doing? These kind of things where we marginalize the next group of individuals, where we belittle others on those groups, we post certain messages that may be offensive to others. And this is becoming so common. And unfortunately, it is not only confined to us ordinary individuals. You are finding it amongst people who are leaders in society. Ulama, for example. Huffaz, for example. Amongst the medical professional fraternity. A person will just post a certain document that will be offensive to another group of individuals. We have to understand that yes, we are now living in a new era. And perhaps we need to learn these skills. the skills of socializing with others on these various platforms before we go on to these kind of groups. Or the best is, the person doesn't say anything. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim said, "Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi." From amongst the beautiful qualities of a person's Islam, of an individual's Islam, is that he leaves out those things which do not really concern him. Those things which are la ya'ni, which are futile. The person leaves those things out. So we have to be very careful once we're on these particular groups. Yes, if you know on this particular group, everyone relates to you, they have that respect. Perhaps you are an ustad and these are your students on the group. And then you say something to a particular individual. Or for example, this may be the parents and the children. And then the person says certain things. Then perhaps it could be justified. So we have to be very, very careful that we do not post certain things and put these kind of offensive messages that marginalizes others. And sometimes what happens also in society is that a particular person is following a certain sheikh. And now we know he's following that sheikh. And now we're following our sheikh, but now what we do on that group, we post all our sheikh's things there. And obviously that person now feels, what are you trying to say? So don't do things like that. Let's respect the next person. He's following his sheikh may be doing something different. That tonight his sheikh may not be having a program. So now then we shouldn't post this particular message there that it becomes offensive to others. Ask yourself the question, would you like it if somebody had to post all their sheikh's things on your group? If you have that understanding, and we said from the start that, listen, I'd also like to know what your sheikh is doing, and you'll also like to know what my sheikh is doing, and what everybody's mashayikh are doing, so we're all going to post it here, then alhamdulillah, no problem. But unfortunately, we find today people are feel offended. And therefore, we have to be very, very cautious that we do not offend the next person. Now, if somebody has offended us and has upset us, and perhaps due to their ignorance and their jahalat, they haven't been taught these social skills, and they may have posted something that was offensive to us, that hurt us, then we must find it in our heart to forgive that person. Just tell yourself that, look, Allah Ta'ala is always willing to forgive me. How many mistakes I make? Let me just overlook this person's. This is his weakness. This is his mistakes. And of course, we learn from our lessons. Sometimes a person has got certain qualities and certain weaknesses, and it takes time for those weaknesses to be removed. Until those weaknesses haven't been removed, a person has to exercise caution from that particular individual. For example, if a person has got a bad habit, or for example, taking drugs, and we know that by us being in that particular individual's company, then we too could become influenced in that line of drugs. May Allah protect us all and our youngsters and our children. So now our approach with that person would be that we don't have to harbor malice and hatred for that person, but we exercise caution. We try and avoid the company of that particular person. Just make salam. The person can send a message, but he should try and avoid contact with that person, because unfortunately that person will lead a person towards guna and sin. And sometimes we find certain person has a certain quality that whenever we sit in his company, he ends up arguing and fighting, or she ends up arguing and fighting. So now we have to be careful and avoid that person's company, because every time we're going to be in that individual's company, we're going to end up in some kind of argument and fight, which is not good for our own health as well. We have to look after our health, because when a person starts arguing and fighting, he or she will get worked up. And when we get worked up, our blood pressure rises, and that is not good for our bodies. And our bodies are an amanat which we have to look after. So we have to now control ourselves and remove ourselves from that particular thing. Sometimes it happens that a mother gets very worked up over her child. So now she has to learn how to manage the situation to avoid herself getting worked up. Put certain things in place that avoids. Get the ustad involved, get the father involved, get this one involved, put some things in place. As soon as this happens, already I'm contacting the father, so I don't want to get worked up. So now the person is protecting themselves from harming their own health, because our health is an amanat. So therefore, these are some things that we should consider, because remember, when a person makes tawbah, and tonight is the night of tawbah, we don't want to go too much into the bayan, but the truth of the matter is that so much of information coming into the mind with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to leave certain things out. But tonight is the night of tawbah, where a person repents before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and part of that tawbah is the person makes a firm resolution not to do that action again. So if we, for example, offended someone, then we have to make a firm resolution not to do that again. And there's certain steps that we may need to take. That look, I responded in a certain way, or I became offended by someone because of his or her certain action, and therefore I don't want this to happen in the future. And therefore I'm going to create and keep that buffer zone or that safe zone, like Hana, when we go into the shopping center. They call it that social distancing. It's a safety zone, 1 meter distance between yourself and the next shopper. Because there's the possibility that if that person is infected, then that virus will enter your body and you too will become infected. In the same way, certain people have got certain habits. They got certain habits. They got certain viruses in their bodies. SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala is putting it in the mind. They got certain viruses in their bodies. And if we're going to become too close to that person and interact too much with that individual, then we find that that virus can come into our hearts. And it can lead to, unfortunately, the death of our ruhaniyat. You know, among the various viruses, we speak of this COVID-19 virus. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and our children and our family members from this virus. But how scared and terrified everyone is of this virus. And we should be, because at the end of the day, people are becoming very, very ill. People are leaving this world. People are landing up in hospital on ventilators. How detrimental and dangerous this microorganism is. It also shows the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala can bring this entire world to a standstill and a lockdown with a microorganism. Allahu Akbar. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Allah doesn't need a mighty army to do this. Allah can use the smallest of the smallest microorganisms to bring the entire world to a standstill. Subhanallah. Look at the power of Allah ta'ala. Now this microorganism, we are so terrified of it. But what about the virus of, for example, hypocrisy? The virus of hypocrisy, nifaq, you find respected, which is the opposite of sincerity, which we spoke about in the introduction. Everywhere, whether you turn the right, the left, is nothing but hypocrisy. As Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, quoting Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, ke ye nifaq jo hai, sikka raijul waqt hai. That hypocrisy has become the currency of the time. You just can't trust anyone any longer. The person claims to be your friend. The person claims to be your follower. The person claims to be your well-wisher. But that same person then turns around and stabs you in your back. You find amongst the ulama fraternity, this is happening. What then of us ordinary lay individuals? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from these viruses of hypocrisy, of malice, of jealousy. Of these are dangerous viruses. The virus of this COVID-19 may cause the person to end up in the Qabristan. But that virus of hypocrisy, that virus of jealousy, that virus of pride, that can cause the person to enter the fire of Jahannam, and the person is in a far more serious situation than this COVID-19. Because when the person dies due to COVID-19, it's over, it's finished. That's the end of it. It's not like the virus will continue in the grave tormenting that person. But that person who died of jealousy, he died of pride, or she died of pride or arrogance, or she died of malice, with malice in her heart. Then when she goes into the grave, that will continue to haunt her, haunt him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So therefore, respected listeners, tonight is the night where we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do some deep introspection. We can diversify our ibadat. Most of us now are in lockdown. We have time at our hands. Our schedule can be adjusted and adapted for many individuals. Of course, there are some people who are still going to work, who are providing essential services. For them, we don't expect them now to spend the entire night in ibadat. That is also unreasonable. But as long as the person spends some time of the night in ibadat, crying before Allah subhanahu, and that's the main thing. Crying before Allah ta'ala. Shedding those tears of regret and remorse. Otherwise the person spends the whole night reading Salatul Tasbih, but she hasn't made Tawbah, then what is really, the person hasn't really achieved the real objective of the night. Because the night is a night for forgiveness. And if the person hasn't sought forgiveness, he hasn't apologized, it's irrelevant. So therefore tonight, the real essence of tonight is the night where we have to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving us an opportunity before the Mubarak month of Ramadan where we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we will now engage in a little bit dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereafter, inshallah, we will have dua and we will terminate, inshallah. Let us all recite Durood Sharif. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We will recite the first kalima. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا إله إلا الله ليس لا عجاب دون الله. That between this kalima and the عرش of Allah سبحانه وتعالى there is no barrier. Therefore, when we recite this kalima, we should contemplate and imagine that it is going directly to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat and Allah ta'ala's forgiveness is being focused on our hearts. When we say la ilaha, we remove everything besides Allah from our hearts. And when we say illallah, we bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When we recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should contemplate and imagine that we have a tongue in our hearts, the tongue in the mouth, both are simultaneously taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that everything around us, the ground beneath our feet, the grains of sand on earth, every single leaf of every single tree, all taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is wajib to say Jalla Jalaluhu on the first one.
Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah Allah Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
We will now engage in dua. Among the etiquettes of dua is that we should put our heart and our soul and our minds in our dua. Nabi Kareem Sasim advises Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu that when you make dua, you should cry. And if you cannot cry, then you should adopt the face of a crying person. Another etiquette of dua is that we should have yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala is accepting our dua. And we should be focused in our dua whilst we are making dua. Have firm conviction, especially tonight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us, and therefore we should apply ourselves and not justify our actions within our hearts. Let us admit our weaknesses. Let us admit our faults. I mean, before Allah ta'ala we are absolutely nothing. We are beggars. Bas. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جل وجهك وعز جارك تفعل ما تشاء بقدرتك اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving, most loving, most caring Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us life, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, of Bara'ah. Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has informed us that, Ya Allah, you forgive, Ya Allah, so many individuals, Ya Allah, more than the hair of the Bani Kalb tribe, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that tribe was reputed to have the largest number of sheep and goats, Ya Allah. A person cannot even count the hair on one goat, Ya Allah. Or the fiber on one sheep, Ya Allah. Imagine having an entire flock of sheep and goats, a huge flock. Ya Allah, how much, Ya Allah, and how willing you are to forgive, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, tonight is the night of forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. We are soaked in sin from head to toe, Ya Allah. We are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Hum siyakar, badkar, mujrim o khatakar hu, Ya Allah. We are extremely sinful servants, Ya Allah. You have blessed us with so many bounties, Ya Allah. Bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. The bounties of our eyes and ears, Ya Allah. Our hearts and lungs, Ya Allah. Our ears, Ya Allah. Our hands and feet, Ya Allah. Our heart that is beating, Ya Allah, every minute so many times. Our hearts are beating. The blood is flushing through our bodies, Ya Allah. Our lungs, Ya Allah, inhaling and exhaling, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the faculties are working in absolute coordination. Ya Allah, we cannot even thank you for one bounty within our bodies, Ya Allah. But yet, Ya Allah, we have used these bounties on so many occasions for your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any sin of ours, Ya Allah. We are extremely weak, Ya Allah. We are weak servants, Ya Allah. We get up and then we fall again, Ya Allah. We realize we fall and we try to get up and then we fall again, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, tonight is the night, Ya Allah. Something which you do not have is weakness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you do not have tears of regret and remorse, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, we are expressing our weakness before you, Ya Allah. We are expressing our regret and remorse before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, tonight forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which you committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day and darkness of night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you saw everything, Ya Allah. You knew everything, Ya Allah. Nothing was hidden from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, even there is a tiny little black ant, Ya Allah, under a black rock in the darkest of nights, Ya Allah. You are aware of the movement of that ant, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you saw everything. Had it been any other Allah, you would have destroyed us a long time ago, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, you have blessed us with so many bounties despite our disobedience, despite our negligence, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. If it is because of our sins and guna, Ya Allah, that we have been deprived, Ya Allah, of going to the masajid, that we have been deprived of going to the madrasas, Ya Allah, we have been deprived of the khankas, Ya Allah, that the Haram Sharif too, Ya Allah, has been closed or restricted to such an extent, Ya Allah. If it is because of our sins, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our families, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Our family members, Ya Allah. Forgive, Ya Allah, the Muslims in our communities, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim left the ummah in one piece, Ya Allah. Today the ummah has been fragmented into a million pieces. And Ya Allah, we are instrumental in taking each piece and fragmenting it even further, Ya Allah. So much of disunity, so much of divisions, Ya Allah. So much of attacking from every single corner. Ya Allah, we have got more time to attack the next person, to run the next person down, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq to focus on our work, Ya Allah. To focus on pleasing you, Ya Allah. Allah, protect us from all forms of fitna, becoming involved in fitna, Ya Allah. Let us be amongst those who bring unity amongst the ummah, Ya Allah. Who become the uniting voice, Ya Allah. Who create harmony and unity within the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially in this country, so much of disunity, Ya Allah. So much of disunity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Forget about the ulama within our own families, Ya Allah. So much of disunity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, brothers are not talking to brothers, Ya Allah. Parents are not talking to children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, family members, Ya Allah, at loggerheads, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are quick to point a finger at the ulama, but we ourselves have so much of disunity. But Ya Allah, even if we look amongst the ulama, Ya Allah, so much of disunity, Ya Allah. Unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim left the ummah in one piece, Ya Allah. Hum ek aur nek bana de, Ya Allah. Make us all united. Unite our hearts, Ya Allah. We can have our difference of opinions, Ya Allah. But we can still love one another. We can still respect one another, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq and the ability to respect each other. What is the need for us to condemn the next individual, Ya Allah? Let us have our different opinions, Ya Allah. But protect us from condemning the next individual, Ya Allah. Let us condemn our own sins, Ya Allah. Let us condemn our own weaknesses, Ya Allah. But protect us from condemning any other individual, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem Sa'asim was soft-natured, Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala mentioned himself, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you had to be harsh and hard, Ya Allah, people would have, oh Nabi of Allah, if you had to be harsh and hard, then the Sahaba would have dispersed from you. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَرَهُمْ. But due to the rahmat of Allah, you were soft-natured, you were kind towards the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Bless us with that kindness. Bless us with that soft nature, Ya Allah. Bless us with that ability, Ya Allah, to bring people closer and not to push people further away from deen and Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Those which we committed knowingly or unknowingly, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if anyone, Ya Allah, has caused us any form of takleef, Ya Allah, or hurt, Ya Allah, we make you a witness tonight, Ya Allah, that we have forgiven them from the bottom of our hearts, Ya Allah. We do understand, Ya Allah, that those scars will always remain, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, we forgive them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are always willing to forgive our sins, Ya Allah. No matter how many times we turn towards you, Ya Allah, and how often we violate your commands, how often we invite your anger, but Ya Allah, your door of repentance is always there to forgive, Ya Allah. Why should we not forgive others, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, let us not be a means of causing taklif to others, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those individuals who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, Ya Allah. To fulfill the rights of our family members, of our neighbors, of our students, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, many, many of our students, Ya Allah, have sent messages, Ya Allah. Have made requests, Ya Allah, to make dua for them, Ya Allah. Make them all pious, Ya Allah. Accept them all for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. Bless them all with afiyat, Ya Allah. Our teachers too, Ya Allah. Bless them all with afiyat. Grant them barakat in their rizq, Ya Allah. Barakat in their homes, Ya Allah. Bless them with happiness, prosperity, serenity, Ya Allah. Many, many friends have requested for dua, Ya Allah. Family members, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us all with afiyat, Ya Allah. Allah, this virus here is going through our communities, Ya Allah. Protect our communities, protect this country, Ya Allah. Keep us all safe and sound, Ya Allah. Allah, protect our families from all forms of calamities, Ya Allah. From all forms of sicknesses and diseases, Ya Allah. Khatarnak bimariyon se hifazat farma, Ya Allah. From these dangerous diseases, protect us all, Ya Allah. Protect us, grant us all safety and security, Ya Allah. Grant us all peace and harmony, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us all prosperity and serenity, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect our masajid, our madaris, our khanqas, Ya Allah. Protect all the works of deen, Ya Allah. All the ulama-i kiram, protect them, Ya Allah. Bless them all with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect them us all. Protect us all from the egos, Ya Allah. From the evil of our egos, Ya Allah. Bless us all with humility and tranquility, Ya Allah. And tawadu', Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with humility, Ya Allah. Protect us from pride and arrogance, Ya Allah. Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, from suffering a superiority complex, Ya Allah. Allah, let us think nothing of ourselves, Ya Allah. Let us think nothing of ourselves, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. Allah, you are well aware all the good desires and aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Fulfill all the good desires and aspirations. Whatever difficulty, pain, taklif, sickness they are going through, you are well aware, alleviate it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah Aqdas of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa salatu wa salamu alayka, Ya Rasulallah, cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. But Allah, if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin and guna, Ya Allah. Allah, create unity, Ya Allah, grant, Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are well away, Ya Allah. All, Ya Allah, the concerns that we have, our children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect them. You are living in a very challenging era, Ya Allah. An era, Ya Allah, where it's extremely difficult, Ya Allah, to keep our children under control, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make our children pious, Ya Allah. Make them obedient, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept them all for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Allah, grant them all, Ya Allah, and make them steadfast on Iman, and our progeny till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Bless them and make them steadfast on Iman, Ya Allah. Allahumma hasibna hisaba yaseera. Allahumma hasibna hisaba yaseera. Oh Allah, Nabi Kareem Sa'asim made a dua, Ya Allah. Abundantly he made this dua in his salah, Ya Allah, on the 15th night of Sha'ban. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa biridaka min sakhatik, wa bika minka jalla wajhuk. لا أحصي ثناء عليك. Ya Allah, the gist of that dua, Ya Allah, is that we are seeking complete protection from, Ya Allah, your anger, Ya Allah. We are seeking your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Tonight is the night, Ya Allah. Drench us in your forgiveness, in your rains of rahmat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are knocking at your door, Ya Allah. We are beggars at your door, Ya Allah. If a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home. If a dog is kicked from one butcher, that dog can still go to another butcher. But oh my Kareem, Rahim, Allah, there is no Allah for us besides you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, such a auspicious night, Ya Allah. If you turn your glance of rahmat away from sinful servants like myself, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you tell us which are the doors there for us, Ya Allah. O Allah, there is no one for us beside you, Ya Allah. Open up your doors of rahmat for us tonight, Ya Allah. O Allah, cause us to be drenched in your rays of rahmat, Ya Allah. O Allah, have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Open your floodgates of rahmat, Ya Allah. Hum sabko Allah wala bana dijiye, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. O Allah, protect us from the evil of our nafs, Ya Allah. Protect us from shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the evil of our nafs and protect us from shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko taba. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana, Ya Allah. Allah, we are seeking your help, Ya Allah, from the evil of our souls and from shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know that we are extremely sinful servants, Ya Allah. Our heart is polluted, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we may have been protected from the COVID-19 virus, Ya Allah, but we have got so many other viruses within our bodies, Ya Allah. The virus of pride and jealousy, Ya Allah. The virus, Ya Allah, of anger and hatred, Ya Allah. The virus, Ya Allah, of ostentation, Ya Allah. Allah, all these viruses are abounding in our hearts. The virus, the evil and dangerous virus of hypocrisy, Ya Allah. Allah, remove these viruses from our hearts, Ya Allah. Give us complete shifa from these viruses, Ya Allah. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma. Give us clean, purified hearts, free from all these spiritual viruses, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma, inna nas'aluka min kulli khair, ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharr, ma sta'adha minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all those who are participating in this program. May Allah ta'ala accept our tears of regret and remorse. And we should have firm yaqeen that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven us. Ulama-i kiram explained that these tears are a receipt of acceptance before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try and diversify our ibadah tonight. Those who have got energy, person can have a little bit of a snack and then try and engage in some other ibadat, some few rakats of nafil salah, and then we can continue making our dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make some tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Those who can recite and have the energy, you can engage in salat of tasbih for the pupils, and those who are doing hifz, ideal opportunity, learn some sabak dor, some dor tonight, inshallah. The other students can engage in learning some Hizul Hadith, some Quran translation, something of that nature, some du'as. Whatever it may be, the person could engage in some form of ibadat before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, especially when it comes to the time of tahajjud, again try and make our own individual, here we made a collective du'a. Each person has his or her own individual needs and concerns and du'as and requests before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night to draw from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures and Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. I also will request you to please include this humble servant in your du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, and definitely we will be making du'a for each and every individual. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.